do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn the devil, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, thanks. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, hopefully.
Yay.
Some right-wing fascist squad doesn't kick in our door hearing our...
Yeah.
And declare us Antifa and a terrorist organization.
You dumb fucking Nazis.
We appreciate your listening. Join us during the social media at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V, during the social media, I said. Joyce, during the show on social media at Crab Diving on the Twitter. We're also on the Facebook. We don't check that one much during the show. So Twitter is the main venue.
Yay.
With which you can contact us.
Oh, yeah.
Or drive down, knock on the window, say hi. And thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you're going to buy something at Amazon, use that link and we get a little wee commission.
We get paid, baby!
A wee commission?
Fuck you, pay me.
Freedom!
Name the movie, though.
Fuck you, pay me?
Fuck you, pay me.
I remember.
Goodfellas.
Uh-huh. I have to watch it again. It's been such a long time. Am I like a clown?
Watch The Irishman, man. I want to watch The Irishman again. You're going to love that movie. It's so good. And it's 4 hours, but
it's
like...
I'm kind of creeped out by that whole CGI thing, though, with them.
Oh, yeah, that is creepy. It's good, though. It's good. And in 4 hours, you're going to be like, damn, that's it? That's it? Yeah,
like a Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like a Marvel movie.
It really, it's about...
Some Star Wars movies are like, holy fuck, Jar Jar for another 20 minutes?
Well, this is it's like... It's not enough Al Pacino. Al Pacino being Jimmy Hoffa is
just,
it's insane. I can't explain to you how insane that performance is. It's nuts.
Let's just see what the fuck's going on in the world. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
What's going on in the world?
Right. Are we in a civil war?
Trump's trying real hard to start one.
What's wrong with him? Is he just a cunt?
But I'm not really sure. It's going to be a really bizarre civil war because it's not like it's not territory. It's
brain.
Right. It's ideology, neighbor versus neighbor.
But most people.
I mean, there are areas, obviously, that are going to be would be a little bit more contentious. But
that makes sense because that Michael Moore movie that came out. The very big, a couple of years, no, God, like 5 years ago now, they come out and they say at the beginning of the movie, most Americans want all this shit, and it's all good shit, like free education, you know, health care.
Right.
Things like that.
But not from a black guy in the White House.
Right. Well, I mean, you know.
I mean, if the past 3 days have shown us anything, racism is... Well alive in this country and thriving.
Yeah, and it sucks too because it's so insidious because, you know, these, first off, If you're in the Boogaloos with your Hawaiian shirts, please.
Well, thanks for making it easier to target, for one.
Go fuck yourself! Take your Hawaiian shirt and shove them up your asshole, please. Please, right?
Yeah.
We don't need you. Do we need the Boogaloos?
Well, they're trying to overthrow the government, so they're going to be shooting at the cops, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're not shooting at the protesters. Right, they're right. The ones... But possibly still, breaking windows and shit to get the protesters.
But those
all fired
are the people
up.
That are like protesting, like your stay at home orders. Those kind of lunatics, right?
Yeah, kind of. Sure. Okay. There's a Venn diagram overlap there.
But they aren't good.
No, they're dumb.
Yeah, yeah, and they have lots of guns.
Some of them,
right?
But again, you can have a warehouse full of guns. You still have one trigger figure.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
So. And if 1,000 people show up outside your door.
Yeah. You only got one finger.
You can't, yeah. I mean, unless no. You've recruited
yeah.
a herd of waddlers to stand there and shoot with you. I mean, right. You know, I that's why I never understood these gun hoarders think they're safer. It's like, yeah. What do you, who's going to run around and shoot?
I'm going to score this weekend and I'm going to give the cops a big zero.
That's generous.
Well, yeah, whatever the lowest is for being fuckheads.
Well, I hate to do this, but not all. There are some. I saw several examples this morning of cops that are disarming their police and taking a kneel with people. Right. There are cops that are marching with people. Now, guess what a lot of these cops seem to have in common? They're brown.
Right.
I did notice. Right. So, I mean, there probably are some white cops out there that are taking a kneel and stuff like that, but I'm seeing an overwhelming number of brown police chiefs and sheriffs who are saying,
yeah.
Did you see the guy in California? I forget where, but he was basically like, we're not going, meaning brown people, we're not going anywhere. He's telling all these white supremacists. I mean, he's all fired up.
You know, I'm seeing some of my black friends are saying, white people, please stop sharing pictures of
the violence.
These cops kneeling and these cops capitulating, because he's like, you're fucking the narrative up. Because my friends are like, this is not the narrative. And it's not. You know what I mean? That's not the narrative.
Well, right. Or
it's bullshit.
Sharing only the violent protests when
overwhelmingly
in every other city, the protests.
Yeah.
Are peaceful. In fact, in other parts of the big cities, the protests are peaceful. And frequently the protests are peaceful all day long. It's when nighttime happens that these outside agitators come in.
And I'm sorry, you know, the cops can take a knee. They can do all the fucking shit they want to. It's not go fuck yourselves. You know what I mean? Just go fuck yourself.
Yeah, there's and they're...
lay down your guns.
They're literally targeting journalists.
Yeah. They shot at Ali Velshi.
And
there's
got to be a reckoning.
How the fuck do you shoot at that guy?
There's got to be a reckoning for these police because the culture from root to branch, to quote fucking Mitch McConnell, needs to be scrubbed.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, it's just not real. It's just not true. It's not the idea that these cops are trying to. I don't know what they're supposed to do, but I don't know. The narrative is not these cops are working with the protesters or giving in any sort of way. I mean, they're just fucking violent.
Yeah.
They're causing the problems.
How many? There's a zillion compilations of video of these cops who are out policing protests against police brutality. Using police brutality.
Yeah. And explain to me why I'm seeing pictures of cops like destroying property. What do you mean? Well, like I saw a picture of cops, using hammers or something, busting out the windows in their own patrol cars. I saw videos
I don't know
of this.
What you're talking about with that one?
Yeah,
that's a new one.
Oh yeah, that's circulating out there. It's bizarre. It's bizarre.
That must be like a one-off maybe, or I never
know.
Saw that.
Very weird.
The So, I mean, yeah. I mean, let's see what the headlines are. We know what the headlines are. Just which right. version of it.
Yeah,
although
yeah.
at the Drudge Report, unless they've changed it, the headline was basically Trump cowers
yeah.
in the basement of the White House while the protests ran.
Fucking bitch.
Oh, here we go. HuffPo has the story that broke a little while ago that a new independent autopsy
yeah.
has ruled George Floyd's death a homicide by asphyxiation.
Shit.
So is it any shocker that some of these medical examiners are lathered in blue cum?
Can you?
Because
right.
and I don't
the
mean
lather.
The Smurfs. Yeah.
Right. No.
The that wouldn't be much. They're little. Right. They're wee.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
think the Smurfs just messaged in. They said they're going to change their color. They're going to go.
This medical examiner was like, "Oh, it didn't indicate asphyxiation and contributing factors like possible intoxicants. You can get." I saw another medical examiner being interviewed, and they're like, "You get that stuff back in 15 minutes."
Some Good
of the
God.
Some of the top level reports.
Possible.
Some of the other ones take longer, but you don't say possible. She's like, "I've never seen that before in my life. Possible intoxicants." You don't put that on a report.
Yeah.
You say, I found intoxicants.
Right.
Or I did not find intoxicants.
Yeah.
You don't say, gosh, you know, he is black, so there must be some intoxicants
Why
in there
the
somewhere.
Fuck?
We're going to look really hard.
God, that is fucked up.
And regardless.
Possible.
Doesn't matter.
Possible.
How many intoxicants
Ew.
Are in there.
Yeah, yeah. They killed him.
Yeah.
They fucking killed him.
And one of the things that it really needs to be put on a poster
yeah,
or tattooed on the inside of these fucking racist eyeballs
yeah.
is that you can talk if you can't breathe.
Right, right. That's are you talking about the mayor?
If you totally can't breathe,
God.
Obviously you can't talk. But if you're slowly being asphyxiated because they said the new autopsy said that his diaphragm couldn't work. It was because of the compression on his neck. Two guys on his back. He literally could not catch his breath.
But what's the point of that argument? What are they trying to say? That it's fake?
You
that...
can die of an asthma attack saying, I can't breathe. You stupid fucks.
Right, right.
Racist scum.
They're saying that the cops weren't killing George Floyd because he could say, I can't breathe. Is that their argument?
I see that all over the place. That's one of the racists' favorite go-tos. If you can talk, you can breathe.
Oh my God.
And the police, this medical examiner even said that the police culture seems to think that if you can talk, you can breathe. there's
right.
video of cops saying that to others who are like, I can't breathe. You can talk.
Yeah. And if you'd rather talk about people stealing socks from Target, then go fuck yourself. You go change the subject on somebody else's time. Suck a dick.
Well, that's the narrative. That's
it's so
you
dumb.
Know, the stupid TVs at Target are more important than human life.
These little white fucking white supremacist bitches. In Michigan, they have a governor that's good enough to give a shit if they get COVID or not. So they're locking it down, right? But these little white supremacists have to bitch and moan because they can't get their hair done. Imagine if they lived under this oppression.
They're well coiffed.
God. What a horrible society. I mean, really.
The autopsy, an independent autopsy conducted at request of his family has concluded death was homicide caused by asphyxia due to neck and back compression. That led to lack of blood flow to the brain.
God, why does the independent autopsy have to show that? Why doesn't the medical report from the police department show that, or from the ME?
Because I think the ME in Minnesota is the fucking copsucker.
But why? Why that guy? You see, it doesn't make any sense. George Floyd's a citizen, right? So the cops are there to protect him. He was murdered.
Yeah, but that whole system
aren't they building a case?
Is toxic. the prosecutors, the cops, all toxic. It's a toxic little circle fuck of we want to get prosecutions so we don't go after bad cops,
right?
Because they're not going to bring us the bad guys.
Meaning
that I'm going to get my numbers so that I can run for senator later.
So they don't bother to build a case.
Yeah,
against the bad cop,
right?
But that same thing happened with Ahmaud Arbery, right?
Yeah, the first prosecutor was like, "Oh, there's nothing here. There's no, you know, they were rightful. He was obviously a burglar and morphed into a monster, so it was a justified homicide."
I mean, like, if that's the case, then you really have to look at it because it's not so simple, right? It's not one cop strangling him. It's four cops facilitating that happening, and not only that, the ME's covering up.
I mean, maybe. It just seems a little odd.
God, and this cop is a fuckhead too. Man, I read some account that he would get called to break up fights, this Chauvin, whatever his fucking name is. Breaking up fights, he would just mace a whole bar full of people.
Did you see, like, 10 minutes after this happened, his wife filed for divorce?
Yeah, but you know why?
No. That's not proven, by the way. That's
not to get their finances
together?
That's
a conspiracy that's been out there, of which there's no evidence whatsoever.
Right.
Well. But others are speculating that, you know, look at this guy. How can he not be abusive at home?
Yeah.
And that a lot of these women, they just wait for that moment.
Yeah.
And now she's got her moment, and she's bailing.
Well, yeah.
I think that's a little bit of a conspiracy on our side that's running around. And in fact, I've seen people posting saying, "Don't spread that shit."
Yeah.
Because there's no evidence.
Right.
The doctors found that the weight on Floyd's back from the other officers, handcuffs, and his positioning all also contributed to his death by impairing the proper functioning of his diaphragm.
Oh, God.
Two doctors and their cred. Baden, Dr. Michael Baden, formerly worked as New York City's chief medical examiner.
Damn!
He did the autopsy of Eric Garner.
Okay. Similar case. Bunch of cops just killed a guy.
So these doctors have some pretty good, have some pretty good credentials.
The dog keeps scratching. Stop it, intern. Uh-oh. The intern sees the you-know-what. The you-know-what has showed up to play. Starts with an S.
Dr. Baden said there is no other health issue that could cause or contribute to the death.
Oh, fuck.
Quote, "Police have this false impression that if you can talk, you can breathe. That is not true."
It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid.
The new report contradicts preliminary results from the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office, which said in a criminal complaint against Chauvin that no physical findings supported a diagnosis of traumatic asphyxia or strangulation.
Good God.
So maybe that's how he gets out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe that, what do they say, that hyoid bone or whatever?
Yeah.
In your neck, that when you're strangled only by the neck.
Yeah.
That frequently fractures.
Right.
Well,
he better not.
Remember,
get
that's
out
that
of it.
Bone that they said it's odd if it's broken, because when you hang yourself, it doesn't break.
Right.
And that's why Jeffrey Epstein had that broken bone, and they're
okay.
Hmm.
God, he was in the news this week, oddly enough. Oh, yeah, Anonymous came out, right?
Yeah.
No shit, guys.
And by the way, did you see that people that own the store where Floyd was using that bill, they were like, "We're not even sure that he knew it was fake."
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought it wasn't. I thought I saw something where not that it matters.
Yeah, oh, I haven't seen that.
So, wait, it was a fake 20?
Fake 20, they think. and the people that own that store, like, he was really nice always. He would come in, and he was always very nice and everything. They're like, they're not even sure that he knew it was a fake 20. He might have thought it was a real 20.
Did these...
Or he may have been, they said he was a little drunk. He may have been drunk and had a fake 20. Was trying to pass it and you didn't know. Thought it was a real 20.
Right.
None of this matters, by the way.
Yeah. These pigs that killed George Floyd, do they run around like, do you remember The Shield with Michael Chiklis?
Sure. That show
about, you know, these corrupt, horrible cops out of L.A. And they just had a bunch of cops that just ran around.
How unrealistic.
Yeah. Just thinking, taking protection money, doing all kinds of bad shit, getting kickbacks, bribing people, all kinds of fucking shit. Is that this crew? Is that who these people are? I wonder.
I think that's most of the crews.
God.
To be honest.
So stupid. You hear this story and our country is so racist that you would even give a thought to a Target burning. That you would give a fuck about a Target burning. I mean, you don't want anybody to get hurt, but who cares? It's a Target. Who gives a fuck?
Right. What did MLK say? It's riots are the voice of the unheard.
Hey, man. Yeah. And if you're going to worry about pillaging and looting, how about like all the bailouts these corporations got with that fucking stimulus shit?
And I'm not defending the looting or the violence and shit like that. That we wish wouldn't happen. But I understand.
Yeah. I mean,
and there are, you know, there are bad actors that don't give a shit about George Floyd that run out there and are like, oh, great. I got me a TV or something like that.
These weird white people.
There's going to be assholes like that, too. But that just gives these other assholes an excuse to then point and say, but the looting, look at our, she's not listening, our landlord who showed up today and was like, she's a Democrat. She's a Florida Democrat.
Ugh.
It was very predictable. She was like, what do you think's going on? What do you think about everything that's going on? And I was like, well, it's all gone to hell in a handbasket. And her first go-to was, I know, I look on the TV and I saw this guy running out of a Target with a big TV in his
hands. Oh, my
God! That's her take on this whole thing.
Why shit is burning, at the very least, to get that person's attention. Or, at the very least, to tell that person, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. I'll burn it to the ground if I want to. I don't give a fuck.
And
it didn't have to end up.
You know
like
how to
this,
get
right?
how to get the riots to stop? Stop police from killing people.
Yeah.
Stop police from being racist.
I mean, our society
and targeting black people and all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not doing a both sides here. It's overwhelmingly targeted the black community. I'm never going to be stopped because I'm white by a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
But how many gazillions of Google go on YouTube and do police brutality? And I hope you've got a month to sit and watch all the videos of cops beating up and roughing up and violating the civil rights of all kinds of people. Especially people of color.
And, you know, violating, it's so evil, too, because they know your civil rights. They're cops. It's their job to know. Right. That makes it worse. That makes it fucking worse.
It gets me in a lot of these First Amendment audits because some of them are like, well, it's not my job to know the law.
Well, yes, it's absolutely your job.
How do you know what you're enforcing then?
You're upholding it, dumb fuck.
Well, right. And how can you deprive someone of their rights in the name of enforcing a law that you're not sure exists?
Yeah, and let's be real for a second. In some cases, we're giving some of the people that you went to high school with that maybe weren't so bright big military tools that go boom and gigantic fucking tanks and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Well, that was George Bush. Thank you.
He did that.
After
which one?
All from Reagan on, the war on drugs.
Oh, yes.
But George Bush really pulled the stop. G.W. Jr.
Yeah.
Pulled out the stops.
You know, it would be great. If you elect me, I will do these law. I'll do these police reforms. Number one, the Black Panthers will be in charge of law enforcement. I'm sorry. We tried it this way. It's not working. But really, you got to take their guns. Other societies have cops without guns. Why can't they lose their gun privileges?
I think they've proven, these cops, that they cannot handle their guns.
Right.
So no guns for you. And no toys. And you lose a lot of your toys. And guess what? We need a lot less of you.
And how about raising the standards for hiring practices instead of lowering them?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Didn't I mean, we that famous story about the IQ.
Yeah.
A guy who sued a police department because he applied. And they gave him, I don't know why you're given an IQ test, by the way, as a cop, but they gave, I guess they gave him an IQ test, or maybe they found out about his IQ test or something. And they said, no, I think they gave it to him. And they said, you're being turned down because you're too smart.
No, that's great.
We think you won't like this job.
Why would we do that? That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, that's, and I'm not kidding. That's not an Onion story. Look it up. It literally happened.
You know, in Ferguson, didn't Eric Holder do that audit? And they found out that a lot of these cops, they go, they just throw around these bullshit, you know, tickets and charges that are...
Well, and Darren Wilson, the cop that murdered Michael Brown.
Yeah. Morphed into a demon.
He had come from a police force that was dissolved because of racism. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Right.
He came from a police force that was found to be so corrupt and racist, they dissolved the whole towns or the whole county. I don't know what it was. The Justice Department shut him down.
Yeah.
And he came from there because that's what they do with bad cops.
Yeah.
Sign your name on the dotted line in the next county over, and they welcome you with open arms.
I mean, it was nice to see these images of these cops kneeling and, you know.
Well, these are the cops that are, even if they're not doing it sincerely, at least they know how to de-escalate a situation.
Well, maybe they're scared.
Or tried, that's what I mean. They might not be sincere about what they're talking about.
Oh, I see.
But they know the better tactic to save their city from burning is to join in with the protesters and say, we hear you, we hear you. As opposed to bang, bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang. Let Trump.
Trump
wants.
And you can never forget that he exists, right? In all of this.
Did you see what that fuckhole Tom Cotton said today?
No.
Tweeted?
Tom Cotton is the fuckhole from Arkansas, right? Is he Arkansas?
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's garbage. What's wrong with him? God,
I'm running out of room in my hate bucket for all these people.
Come on. You just need a type of fluid. Type of fluid?
Oh, I'm reading what Steve Schmidt said about Tom Cotton.
Oh, okay. I'll go with mucus, and then an animal. Name an animal.
Oh, here it is.
Animal.
Tom Cotton. Anarchy, rioting, and looting needs to end tonight. If local law enforcement is overwhelmed and needs backup, let's see how tough these Antifa terrorists are when they're facing off with the 101st Airborne Division.
I don't.
We need to have zero tolerance for this destruction.
Am I wrong that I don't think our military wants to do this? Do you really think that they, and I don't even understand why people, why would you want to be a cop right now? Why would you want to be on this side and do this to your own fucking people? I don't get that. That's fucked up. I'm sorry.
Well, Tom Cotton doesn't consider the black people to be his people. Yeah, Are you kidding me?
That's true. But even like cops, like, man.
Or Antifa. That's the other thing is Antifa.
There's no Antifa.
Well, it doesn't exist as an organization, whereas the Proud Boys do.
Oh, yes.
Whereas the Boogaloos do.
And these people are violent. And they're organized, the Proud Boys and the Boogaloos. No Antifa.
By the way, our representative is also in the headlines today. What do you hear with this?
We didn't do nothing good,
right?
What
that rat cum stain said.
Airforcongress.com, EHR. Bill Air.
For those that live in NoFlo.
Oh, fuck. If you live anywhere, hey, by the way, anywhere in this country, if you hate Matt Gaetz, donate to Phil Air's campaign.
Well, donate to other campaigns in other states, too, that are close.
Yeah.
Jamie Harrison, Amy McGrath in Kentucky.
Right.
Jamie Harrison is running against Lindsay and ahead.
Ooh.
BT Dubs.
But aren't all the, like, Lindsay's getting beat, McConnell?
McConnell's not doing
well.
There's
another one, too, that's a Republican who's in trouble. I forget who it is.
Well, Martha McSally in Arizona, but people hate her. So it kind of, you know, it's a toss up between not only is she a Republican, but also she's just a fucking moron asshole.
Yeah. Real quick, I just want to say, go to this Adopt a State program. It's votesaveamerica.com, and you can phone bank in battleground states.
Oh, that's awesome.
And live wherever the fuck you want to, you know.
You can also, from home, to avoid the COVID, also look up these handwritten postcards and letters activism that people are sending out. We got one here from a local Democrat, a handwritten note that said, "Hey, you guys, you know, you can vote by mail. Make sure you register and stuff like that. Thanks, Amy," or something like that.
It takes two seconds to do that. Vote by mail thing.
But that's cool. You know, it's kind of cool to get an actual handwritten non junk mail-y kind of a thing.
You know, you brought up COVID, and that's the other thing. You just look at all this shit, and you're like, well, this is where a second wave's going to come from, right?
Yeah, I think so. Although the insurance person at my dentist today said she's glad that all this COVID's over.
Oh my God! This,
as they handed me a mask. By the way,
here is why.
Sit in the lobby.
Here's why. I have a healthy respect for 2020. It's June, and halfway. It ain't done yet. It's not fucking done.
Stephen Schmidt tweeted today, June 1st, 2020, Harvard law graduate and U.S. Senator Tom Cotton called for the deployment of battle-hardened U.S. Army combat units to America's burning cities with shoot-to-kill orders. He wants the U.S. Army to kill Americans. Cotton is a dangerous man, radical and illiberal.
Dude, people are sick. They're rioting, they're protesting because these cops are killing black people. It's just racism. And what Tom Cotton wants to do is send people out there to shoot us, to shoot people. Sure. On top of that, America's not quite dead yet. Pandemic's not enough. Burning cities, not enough. Pow, pow, pow. Fuck these motherfuckers.
Oh, he followed it up with, and if necessary, the 10th Mountain, 82nd Airborne, 1st Cav, 3rd Infantry, whatever it takes to restore order.
God.
No quarter for insurrectionists, anarchists, rioters, and looters. No quarter
means
we shoot you.
I can't believe.
You're executed.
I can't believe our military would do that. I cannot believe you would deploy troops and they're going to shoot at protesters. You find them, you know, racist ones, maybe. God, what a horrible, horrible spot. Oh, man.
I'm trying to see where those tweets are. It looks like he may have. Did he delete them? I think he deleted them.
Oh, what a bitch. Trump deleted his tweets?
No. Cotton.
Oh, what a bitch.
Well, maybe they were removed by Twitter. Because everybody was reporting it for violence.
Yeah.
And now I'm scrolling through Tom Cotton's tweets. I don't see it. I see a couple others. The president should use the Insurrection Act to deploy active duty military forces to these cities to support local law enforcement and ensure this violence ends tonight. That's pretty milquetoast compared to no quarter will be given.
Yeah, yeah. So someone got to him and said, you have to change that tone, that rhetoric. I mean, maybe our government.
Or Twitter took him down. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
They're inciting violence. Murder of American citizens by the military. The deployment of the military against looters with shoot-to-kill orders.
Maybe our government doesn't understand. Well, of course they don't understand. But maybe, guys, it's the cops. We are Americans. We are not scared of the protesters. We are scared of the fucking cops. Protect us from these cops. it's disgusting.
Meanwhile, Twitter always has something that'll come back to haunt you. November 12, 2019, Tom Cotton. The police violence against protesters in Hong Kong is unacceptable.
Oh.
We must support these brave individuals standing against Chinese Communist Party tyranny and pass the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy
Act. Wow, what a fucked up politician. So Tom Cotton, who is supposed to represent America, is fine with Americans getting shot and beaten and brutalized and abused and murdered and lynched by the fucking cops.
And then a great comment to his first tweet, which I really think is gone. Someone responded, JFC, Jesus fucking Christ, Tom, the 101st Airborne was the unit that had to be used to assist in the desegregation of the schools in your state's capital of Little Rock because your state refused to allow black people to attend white schools.
Holy shit.
You fuck. I added you fuck.
That's nice. That's a good, nice swearing. Nice profanity. I you know...
God, these Republicans are abhorrent, subhumans. They're fascist, violent Nazis right now.
Marsha Blackburn too. She said some horrible shit, man. I mean, does Trump have like his little Tom Cottons and his crazy little like really nutball GOPers that are just carrying out his message of violence and hate no matter what? Is that their deal?
Well, yeah, because he allows them to walk out in the light wearing their hoods.
Yeah. He likes it.
Tom Cotton doesn't have to pretend. He can say no quarter for looters.
You know, it sucks. It's Tom. Tom was in the military, right? He served.
Yes.
So when he's saying he wants to bring military force against civilians, he knows what that means, actually. He's actually probably seen that. He knows what
he's
that would
done it.
He knows what that would look like.
Right.
So he's calling for it. God, that's fucked up.
God, here is a car on tape. A black woman films a car full of white people driving around trying to hand out bricks to black men.
What the fuck?
There you go.
What was... Hey, and by the way, what's with these bricks that just show up places?
Yeah, right?
But really, I mean...
Yeah, if you look it up on the social medias, you'll see there's pictures of just these... Strangely, these pallets of bricks that appeared in some cities.
God.
That's these boogaloos. That's these... it might be Antifa. I don't know. But the boogaloos are more organized.
Yeah.
The Proud Boys are more organized. And there was a picture... this morning I saw of a bunch of Proud Boys they had on their Facebook page said, hey, we're going out to the protests. Guess what they were wearing? Their Proud Boy flannels and their snake underoos. No, they were wearing all black.
Oh, gee, to what?
With black backpacks and with black hats.
Well, that's Antifa.
There you go.
Okay, so Antifa is a terrorist organization. I am assuming the Proud Boys, a terrorist organization, right?
Right.
And the Boogaloos will be named a terrorist organization, no. Correct?
Wait, this is the Trump. They won't name white supremacists as a terror. They took them off of the watch list, remember?
Yeah.
For the FBI.
God.
They took white... nationalist terror off of the watch list, even though most of the terror we've experienced here in the past few years has been white nationalist terror.
Again, check your worries at the door about Target and about the looting. That is just not the issue. Don't even worry about that. You worry about people getting killed by these fucking cops.
I really think the calculation is that it's gonna scare white people so much they're gonna vote for Trump, and that Trump's gonna send in the military, start killing people. Tom Cotton will be hospitalized for semen loss, and
can you die from that?
And they'll, oh, I can't come. I can't come.
But it's hard to get on my cock.
I'm sorry, that was an awful joke I just said about the I can't come.
Oh, yeah.
As in, I can't breathe. I feel horrible about that.
I didn't realize it.
What an asshole. I apologize, people. That was an uncalled-for joke.
But you could put a turn. I mean, I guess if you can't come, you.
But the Drudge Report, meanwhile, has a all in red. The first headline: Trump hides in bunker as protests rage.
I mean, you know, spot on, Drudge. But
so he lost Drudge.
Yeah,
he definitely lost Drudge.
Do you want him to light us up? I mean, God. Well, that's true, though, right? He's hiding in a bunker. Why are you hiding in a bunker? I mean, what was the
The story is that Secret Service. In the past, when there have been protests that have gotten a little dicey near the White House, they've said, we're going to run you down to the bunker. And every president before Trump has said, I'm not going to the bunker. You guys are doing fine.
I'm going to go to the bunker.
Oh, my God, save me. There's brown people outside. They want to hurt me.
God. You know, I saw some pictures of D.C. post these protests. And good job, guys. Shit. I mean, my God.
I saw the one with, I've never seen the word fuck written on one piece of fencing and more in my life.
Yeah. Appropriate.
And a few ACABs.
Yes. Google that.
I'm just looking at the.
I mean, you gotta defund these cops. We need less cops.
Take and the tanks away from them.
And why can't. George Floyd's family sue the living fuck out of every single one of those. I thought they could. I thought you couldn't, though.
It's that weird qualified immunity thing, but I think because it's a felony and stuff that goes away. Yeah, they may lose their qualified immunity with that. But
if we got rid of that altogether, that might solve a lot of problems, right?
Well, yeah. Maybe. And how about if the police actually. Had to have malpractice insurance like doctors.
Yeah, that would solve some issues.
And if lawsuits would come out of the police pension fund.
Right.
Instead of taxpayer money.
Yeah, right on. I mean,
settlements. Millions and millions and millions of dollars every year in settlements against police violence.
Why does it seem to me that there's the cops can profit off being shitty?
God bless America.
I mean, what the fuck, man? I mean,
and the corporo-fascist state.
God forbid you want to uphold the laws. You want to do anything remotely good. It's just revenue generators. Who's fucking taking people's shit, planting drugs?
So Trump was whisked away on Friday night to the secure bunker.
Ew, was he in some footy pajamas? Do you have his thumb in his mouth? Were you scared? Why were you scared? I mean, you're in the White House.
What's up?
I guess just some other conservative network that's out there on cable.
Yeah, not OAN.
Called The First?
Never heard of it.
Never fucking heard of it.
The Nazi network.
Just so you know, for those of you that have been hankering for some Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, my Christ.
Dildo O'Reilly's
hey!
No Spin News, which currently airs on his website.
Let me go beat my wife.
From his basement.
From his website. Oh, by the way, you can see Dennis Miller open for this motherfucker.
It'll be broadcast twice daily on The First, a conservative digital network that runs on several platforms.
Do you think anybody today that voted for Trump is rethinking that vote? Are they rethinking it?
I mean, unless there's a lot of liars out there on Facebook and Twitter, on Facebook especially, I saw a lot of comments that seemed to be from real people who were like, look, I admit I voted for Trump. Trust me, I ain't voting for Trump this time. And
wow,
neither are my friends that did the same.
Good dickheads.
So I think he's fucked if we have an election. If we don't end up having to burn him out.
I mean, yeah. Jeez, I mean.
After overcoming the 101st Airborne that's deployed against us.
Yeah, I mean, that's Is that what people say when Trump is inciting a civil war, when he's...
Yeah, I don't know. Who is it against who?
I don't know.
I mean, he's trying to make it literally Democrats against Republicans. They're trying to make it a race war, but I've tweeted this before, versions of it, these racist fucks, if they get their race war, they're going to be shocked at all the white faces standing with the black people.
Yeah.
With their guns trained on MAGA hats.
Yeah.
They will be amazed.
Right.
Because people are sick of this shit, the racism in this country.
They're fucking sick of it. I mean, we can't exist like this. It sucks. It's not right.
This is, Trump is trying to bring such a state of chaos and confusion that Americans will beg for a strong man.
No, bullshit. Bootlickers! Oh, little bootlickers! Little fucking bootlickers!
And that kind of plays into this other story, which there's this one journalist. She's so awesome. She let me get her name here. She covers Russian state media all the time. Julia Davis.
Okay.
We talk about her a lot on the show when she watches not like RT or what's the other one? Sputnik.
Nine.
But those are English language. But the like the 60 minutes of Moscow in Russian and things like that. And those messages are vastly different than what's going out on RT and on
They have that
Sputnik.
In Russia.
They have news shows and shit, yeah.
That can be anti-Putin? Or... Okay. Well, let me ask you something. Is there a crab-diving podcast in Russia?
Not
Russia.
Not that stays going very long.
Yeah. Is he still throwing nurses out of hospital windows and shit like that, Putin?
No, I don't know.
Whatever they're doing over there.
But Russian state TV
Net.
Is I'm trying to find the actual story. I had it, but then it links to a different version, which is behind a paywall.
Oh, okay.
So
fuck you, pay me.
Oh man, it's Matt Gaetz.
Oh my god. What a fuck Matt Gaetz. It's
Matt Gaetz is kind of calling for the same He tweeted, we should hunt down Antifa like those in the Middle East.
God. You know, Matt, Mr. Gaetz, dick fuck, just want to let you know, in your first district, there were protests, and they were peaceful. And
still.
They were peaceful, and...
Despite the fact that the George Floyd mural was defaced by racist vermin scum.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
It's crazy. And I went and watched some of these protests on Friday, you know, from a distance because, man, you know, that's the thing about these protests. Everybody's so close together and, you know, everybody was wearing masks, but damn.
Well, yeah, it's a younger demo too, which I think are less likely to.
Well, see, the younger demo, the liberal.
The social distancing and the.
The younger demos here that are progressive, they will wear masks.
Oh, really?
But, you know, that no social distancing at these protests. I mean, what are you supposed to fucking do? You know, what are you supposed to do?
According, the violence on the streets of the U.S. is, quote, bringing considerable joy to Vladimir Putin in Russia.
Whew. I just got an update on my computer. It said DeSantis reacts to George Floyd's murder. Now, God knows what he said. Our fucking governor.
Do you want to read it?
No, I don't. I have no idea. Zero tolerance for violence. Oh, fuck off.
So this Russian story, the state media is hoping that it goes on for a long time because they believe that will help Trump's reelection chances. Evgeny Popov, host of Russia's version of 60 Minutes, essentially, deplored what's going on in America, saying Russia doesn't have such levels of poverty as the United States.
No, bullshit.
That's a fucking lie. Russia doesn't have any cities the police cannot enter. Neither do we.
Right.
Not one. I can name at least 10 such cities in America. 10 no-go cities for the police, which they can enter only in APCs, armored personnel carriers.
Right.
And fully armed. None of which is true.
Well, wait. Now, wait. Most of the time in cities, cops don't get out of their cars. They don't walk around.
Right, right.
They are in their little toys.
But this is a lie. So,
yeah,
so the
yeah.
Russian people, the regular Russian people are hearing from all of their media.
Yeah. Because
there's no MSNBC in Russia.
There's no crab diving?
No crab diving. They're hearing that there are 10 cities in America that the police can't go into unless they're in an armored car.
Well, you know, those cities might be safer if they existed.
And they said that they claim that the press is taking Trump's side over the protesters. I don't see that happening.
No. I mean, I guess it
Fox, obviously.
Depends on who you're watching, but
right.
No, not at all.
They specifically believe the street fights and extensive damage to property will ultimately benefit Trump. Quote, this is one of the guests, political scientist Vladimir Kornilov.
Nyet!
It would be better for Trump to wait it out. Not too long. To terrorize a significant part of society. 83% of Minnesotans are white, a great majority. That's why he should wait it out. To create fear and terror. Then he can ride in on a white horse as someone who will restore order. That will be very important for him right now, especially in light of the economic difficulties.
You know, you sent me a while back, you sent me a meme, and it's to use as a promo for the social media for our, by the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving, follow us on Twitter, on Instagash. But it's a picture of Trump walking around and like, you know, in the apocalypse, everything's on fire, rubble, and he's like, my job's done here.
My work here is done, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. We are that meme.
Let's see. While Trump has tried repeatedly to cozy up to Putin, what we're seeing in America now is what the Kremlin has wanted for a long time. Back in 2018, appearing on Russia's state TV show, The Evening with Vladimir Soloviev, the deputy dean of world politics at Moscow State University.
Oh, shit.
Andrei Sidorov.
Ooh, wee wee.
Said, unfortunately, Trump didn't reach the level of Abraham Lincoln and didn't drive the U.S. to civil war. That's sad. Hopefully, he'll become Herbert Hoover and at least drive them into a Great Depression.
Wow.
2018.
Well, I think the depression is happening.
Well, and now he's
yes.
Yeah, now he's driving us to civil war.
Is Vladimir Putin happy?
Giddy. From the Daily Beast, in 2020, the Kremlin's wish list is on the verge of being fulfilled as the perfect storm of a coronavirus pandemic, economic turmoil, and civil unrest has been unleashed upon the United States.
God. You know, and it's. Fuck, man. And now you're going to have a second wave. And people are going to be fucking sick.
I think there may be a second
wave. And am I to be cynical to say everyone will be sick? They will not be. You won't be allowed to close America.
Right.
So it's going to be like, keep it open. Stay at work. No one's going to get any more stimulus checks.
I think there's one more coming.
Because you protested, you know?
China also doing some pretty good trolling of Trump.
China.
Chinese officials and state media are using reports of protests in American cities to make political points about the U.S.'s double standards and hypocrisy. Exactly what Tom Cotton is proving.
Yeah.
China, how dare you crack down on protesters and rioters?
I cannot.
America,
right.
Send in the army to kill the protesters and the rioters.
Send the hornets, Lord.
Yeah.
Who said that? Todd Starnes. God, all these right-wing nut jobs. I cannot believe what Tom Cotton said, man. That's fucking real.
It looks like
real.
Those might have been taken down.
What a pussy. He has, he, he, For some reason, he decided to say that, to put that out there. It's not fair that he should be able to take it back. Because then there's a danger that people won't believe he said it.
There's 10 million screen caps.
God damn.
People know better now. People like when people like him do shit like that.
Yeah.
Instantly people screen cap it because they know that sometimes these cowards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then go and delete it.
Shit. What a fucked up time. My God, 2020. Go fuck yourself.
It's all Trump.
Totally, right?
It's all Trump. If we had a better president, the COVID wouldn't have hit us as hard. There would be police reform still going on. There was a report that the investigations of police corruption and everything is zero now at the Department of Justice under Bill Barr.
Fucking Sessions. Yeah. Because we were going for some systematic reforms, but Sessions and Trump, they're like, oh, it's just a few bad apples.
Police demilitarization specifically was one of Obama's agendas.
Yeah.
And Trump, one of the first things he got rid of was that.
And that was because of Ferguson.
We're sending them more.
That was because of Ferguson, right?
Yeah.
You saw all those armored transports roll in Ferguson?
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Oh, no, there it is.
What?
It's still up. Cotton's...
Oh, good. Fucking Nazis. You fucking motherfuckers. I'm going to go watch that Inglourious Bastards right when we're done with this show. I'm going to watch Brad Pitt's speech about Nazis. Make myself feel better.
Let's see. We've got...
Man. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
We've got other headlines all over the fucking
You know,
place.
Man, and this is a... I don't mean to go hyper-local today, but I did not... Did you ever hear this story? I saw this meme, and I'll read it. It's not that... Pensacola, please don't forget the murder of Victor Steen in 2009. He was an innocent, unarmed black 17-year-old boy riding his bicycle on Cervantes near some, local places. Officer Gerald R. tased him and proceeded to run him over.
Oh, I kind of remember
ran
that.
Ran him over!
In the national news a little bit.
Gerald was put on paid leave, rehired for administrative work, and never convicted. The motherfucker still works somewhere around here. What the fuck is wrong with us? be concerned about Target.
So there we go. China also.
China.
Making fun of Trump hiding in the bunker.
Yes.
We're so respected worldwide, aren't we?
Why hide in the bunker? This is one the president needs to come out and... Well, this would be different if he had something good to say. This is a tough thing, because what would Obama do in this situation?
He'd be on TV every day trying to reassure the people and trying to de-escalate.
And he would have addressed the Ahmaud Arbery, the Amy
Cooper. He probably
would
have gone to Minneapolis.
Absolutely. He would have called for those cops to be charged. Not all of this would be different. All of this would be different. You can't take Trump's dick print off this situation.
Well, China's got it right here. The protests in the U.S. are like a mirror that reflects the shame and disgrace of U.S. politicians, as well as the deep-rooted political dysfunction and chaotic values in the U.S. Spot on, China.
And it's all our shame. It's all our fucking shame. We all let this shit go. I mean, fuck.
A lot of I can't breathe is being tweeted in China. Actually worldwide. There's I saw reports of demonstrations and vigils in a gazillion countries.
You see that police chief in North Carolina? I mean, he said all the right shit, but then he said he couldn't watch that video. And that bothers me. He said I couldn't watch the video. Watch the video, motherfucker. Those are your guys doing that. All those cops should watch that fucking video on a loop with your eyeballs propped open like like
Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange style. Why do they get, why does that police chief thinks he should have the luxury to not see that? To not see what his people are doing? Fuck him.
Well, we got a police chief that got fired.
Yay, good.
We had a shooting. A local black business owner in Louisville was shot. I think he was he got caught in the crossfire because there was allegedly they were being shot at, they said, and they returned fire. And I think this guy, David McAtee, a local black business owner who was killed, I think he was, I don't know that he was shooting. But yeah. I don't know. I don't know that much about it. I just know. But this says Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher has fired the chief of police.
Oh, shit.
Steve Conrad, after it was discovered police officers had not activated their body cameras.
Oh, wow. So this police chief was letting that environment go on where you didn't have to.
Did you see the ones that are putting pieces of tape over their badge numbers?
Yeah, I saw
all
that.
All over the place.
Well, I saw someone say, well, they were doing that to honor, like, fallen officers. But that's bullshit,
it's
right?
It's bullshit.
They're covering up their badge numbers. They don't want any accountability. Is it real? Is that a real thing that cop really did mace that child in Columbus? Or, I forget where it was.
I don't know.
It's horrible.
Yes, probably. I mean, yeah. It's a cop.
It really
so
is
yes.
Fucking horrible, man. All these images, it's just... Ugh, we should all feel shame over this. It's gross.
Louisville Metro Police National Guard report they were shot at from the crowd during protests, causing law enforcement to return fire. McAtee, the owner of a popular barbecue restaurant, was shot and killed.
Yeah.
The identities of officers and the suspect who allegedly fired the first shot have not been released. Governor Andy Beshear wrote in a statement today, given the seriousness of the situation, I've authorized the Kentucky State Police to independently investigate the event.
Andy Beshear is an adult Democratic governor.
And that's Louisville where Breonna Taylor was murdered by the cops that did the no-knock warrant on the wrong apartment. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then they've got the 911 call of her boyfriend, a husband, I think it was her boyfriend, saying, somebody's breaking into our apartment.
Yeah.
And the fact that he pulled his gun on those cops coming in, they arrested him for her death. He's out now. They dropped the charges because Louisville was going to burn a couple weeks ago for this. Yeah, rightfully so, if they had done that. But this is another one of those no-knock warrants. They didn't announce themselves. They bash in the front door. You're sleeping.
Yeah.
You grab your gun, if you're so inclined. And half of these guys are in plain clothes, so it's not like they're even uniformed coming in. And then if he would have shot one of those, they would be trying to get him for murder.
Absolutely.
Of a cop. Or they killed him.
Yes.
They would have riddled him with
Blue Lives Matter, 80
bullets they would have riddled him with.
God. All lives matter. Blue lives matter.
No knock warrants need to
eat dicks.
End.
Oh, yeah.
End.
I was, you know, in...
If you're worried they're going to flush some drugs down the toilet, put a stopper on the sewer.
Well, you know, the no-knock warrant, Paul Manafort had one served against him when he was raided, right?
Right.
Because they didn't want him, like, I don't know.
Destroying papers and
shit
stuff,
like that. But maybe you keep it for Paul Manafort.
Well, but there's a difference between knocking.
Yeah.
And saying open right now and getting a response and then bashing the door in.
He can't
burn everything in that 30 seconds.
It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, there's just no reason. Like these cops, is there anything that they do that ever de-escalates?
Not in this country. They're trained not to. I saw a story of a guy who's a longtime respected police instructor guy. They fly him in all over the country to police academies to give lectures on different techniques and shit like that. And he said he doesn't do it anymore because it's no longer, they don't want him anymore because he taught de-escalation. and now it's all us against them. All they want to learn is judo and Krav Maga, and how to play with the biggest, baddest guns and toys they can.
Yeah.
There's no interest in de-escalation whatsoever. They're out to beat in heads and shoot people.
Maybe you law enforcement fuckers should start hiring these smart people that you didn't want to hire and just think about this shit a lot differently. What is it? Isn't it some communities that you can have like a board, or there's some sort of community policing of cops where the community members can have a say on how law enforcement's budgets are allocated and how the cops are deployed?
Well, that would be nice. I mean, there probably is in some woke states, but
do we have that here? No, that's not a thing here. We got too many fucking cops here. I'll tell you that. Too many fucking cops in Pensacola.
Yeah, you know, and the divide again between these toxic racist sheriff departments and city municipality popo.
Yeah.
Here, it may be insincere, but the Pensacola Police Department posting on their Facebook about the George Floyd thing is really amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
About how this isn't policing, this is a murder. I mean, they're not even pulling punches at all.
Yeah.
We don't condone this. We don't want anything like this.
Yeah.
And then if you go over to the Escambia County Sheriff's Department website, there is nothing.
Yeah.
Not a word. Not, hey, everybody, stay safe. Right. We're happy about the peaceful protests that have been going on. Let's keep it safe out there. Nothing.
You know, not to go hyper local, but our, you know what you will see on the Escambia Sheriff's Department? You will see David Morgan. Google him.
A diddler, right?
Well,
underage girl, isn't it? Or?
Well, there were a bunch of deputies under his watch while they were on duty. They were going over to somebody's house and having sex with an underage girl.
Oh, well, there you go.
And this David Morgan supposedly knew about it, and his motherfucking face is all over everything.
He's still sheriff. He's
running
again.
Well, actually, I think, no, I don't know that he is. His little henchman, Chip Simmons, is running again.
Oh, so, that's his boy?
Yeah, they signs all over the
fucking
place.
All over the place here in Pensacola.
You gotta get rid of these. Why do we have these elected sheriffs, man? You know who's elected sheriff? The most famous elected sheriff. Who is it? You know.
Arpaio.
Boss Hogg.
Oh.
Boss Hogg.
Okay.
Cartoonishly evil. Iconically so is bad Joe Arpaio. Cop. I'm trying to think of a positive story about any place's sheriff's department. Can you think of one? I cannot. Yeah. I know the sheriff's department in Georgia where I grew up, Sheriff Earl Lee used prisoners to build some ranch he had in the middle of fucking nowhere. These corrupt motherfuckers.
Oh, here we go. Mimi Rocha. She's awesome. She's a former SDNY prosecutor. She's on MSNBC a lot.
Yeah.
I guess she's running for DA in her town now, her area. And she said she will accept no contributions from police unions.
Oh, shit. That's nice. That's huge, right?
That's part of part of the problem.
So we got to do something. I don't know what you do about the police unions, but I think if you take their guns and then defund these departments, and you got to demilitarize them, and then that qualified immunity thing, if you shove that down the toilet, maybe that fixes some shit. Flush that down the toilet.
And we've got, what is this? Clint Watts, also a, I think he's on MSNBC a few times. He is a national security and terrorism expert.
Okay.
Who does the same thing.
Right.
Listen to this. This is a few tweets. Regarding the president, politics, law enforcement, and Antifa, we have a problem. Here's my story. for the last 15 years being involved or teaching terrorism, counterterrorism courses to law enforcement around the country. The last 3 years, it's gotten weird.
Okay. That's not great.
For years, I'd conduct an exercise for cops to evaluate extremist threats in their jurisdiction. The first first decade, it was he's using abbreviations here that I'm trying to discern what the fuck they are. First decade, AQ ISIS. Al Qaeda ISIS.
Okay.
By 2015, it was a mix of domestic international terrorism. Then the last 3 years,
yes.
Antifa suddenly became the number one threat to the majority class.
Okay.
Some in these police classes from major cities had never even heard of it. I was confused. We'd nearly always just seen ISIS or white supremacist attacks in the news.
Yeah.
I'd ask, who's the leader of Antifa?
Right.
No answer. When was the last time someone from Antifa killed someone? Silence. Usually amounted to vague recollection of property damage,
which
might be Antifa. Some said that Antifa was the top priority. Literally, some who said that Antifa was the top priority literally did not know that Antifa stood for anti-fascist.
Right, right. Anti-fascist. Wait. That's weird. In World War II, our country, correct me if I'm wrong.
The 101st Airborne Division.
Well, I studied musical theater, so what do I know?
Oh, yeah.
But I believe we were anti-fascists.
Right.
Against the fascists, right, who were the fucking Nazis.
Didn't the 101st Airborne land at Normandy?
Yeah.
To take on the fascists?
Did you see, God, I can't remember it now, but Patton Oswalt had a good tweet. I put it up on our, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. You will see that schwat, damn it. It was a good one.
I'm going to keep reading this Clint thing while you're looking. So Clint Watts continues. Some said that Antifa was the top priority. I said that already. As a result, I just stopped doing the exercise as it, for some reason, had become too political.
God.
If I asked the class to name an Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or white supremacist attack, they could rapidly name off many of each type.
Right.
The so-called Antifa attack is usually some guys with bats breaking windows at a business.
Yeah, yeah. Do they have a website? Is there a guy?
I'd also struggle to explain to them that if they believed they had an anti-fascist problem, that might be a strong indicator that they also have a fascist problem.
Wow.
Meaning white supremacists.
Right, right.
Since one movement would be in response to the other.
Oh, yeah.
Designating Antifa, if it were an actual thing, as a terrorist organization while ignoring a massive spike in white supremacist violence would be confirming ideological justifications of Antifa.
Right.
Likely incentivizing more people to join Antifa. A right. downward cycle.
But meanwhile,
so the more they crack down with the police, the more Antifa they're making. And because also, the police are fascists.
But also what they're not doing, and maybe I'm just missing the point, they're not following the white supremacists.
Not in this administration, and right.
Shouldn't we be concerned about them? I mean, should we be concerned about Al-Qaeda and ISIS? I mean, they still exist.
Well, again, who? Show me who Antifa has killed.
Well, my soul.
Oh, my God, they burned a Target.
Yeah, they took the socks in Target.
Oh, my God, they, you know.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Patton Oswalt said, I'm 100%. With you, Donald. Antifa has been horrible for so long. Here's some anti-fascists ruining a perfectly good beach day in France.
Oh, there you go.
Wish you could have been there to stop them.
So there are a couple stories from people who teach the police at how the paradigm has shifted to become fascist. Pure and simple.
What? Okay, what do we do with that then?
We need to vote every Republican out of the country,
right?
And then fucking start reforming police.
Yeah. You said that because
the Republicans won't take on these these police unions.
You know, a lot of people don't like this. And the truth is, you got to vote blue because our country is literally on fire. We are in a pandemic. And no matter what you think about the Democrats, Jesus fucking Christ, these Republicans are lunatics. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, listen to Tom Cotton. Listen to our fucking president. Do you think we can take 4 more years of that? I mean, and hopefully they leave.
Here's a little tiny pinprick of light.
Yes.
This is on, was this the CNN? It was on the CNN. CNN had a man who had previously filed complaints against Derek Chauvin.
Okay.
Former police officer, murderer.
Yes.
Derek Chauvin, 7 years ago.
Right.
Talked about his experience being held at gunpoint by Chauvin and other officers.
God.
Christopher Berg from Minneapolis said that a group of police officers, including Chauvin, swarmed him and his friends. Listen to the crime they committed. After one of his friends fired an orange Nerf dart out of a car window back in 2013.
Who gives a fuck?
He said, so I get out of the car, I grab my things, turn around. All of a sudden, officers are on me with guns aimed at us.
Holy shit.
Screaming at me.
Nerf?
I can't repeat the things that they said to me on live TV.
Nerf. A Nerf dart?
He said he followed the instructions to get back into the car, at which point they kept moving forward with their guns all drawn, yelling.
God.
They approached the car with guns drawn and asked, this is a white dude, by the way, which,
yeah,
you know, they would have shot the black kids.
Oh, absolutely.
If they were black.
Yeah.
They approached the car with guns drawn and asked which one of us had shot the Nerf dart. So they knew it was a Nerf dart.
I mean, so you know they're fucking with the... So whatever is going on here, these sadistic motherfuckers are fucking with these
people. Are pulling
people.
Over teenagers
and they love
who
it.
Shot a Nerf dart and they go guns drawn at them.
And they want... What do they want then? What is their point? To make these kids shit themselves? Do they get off on this? These cops, do they come because of this shit?
He said they admitted essentially they knew it was a Nerf dart and they made the choice to pull their real guns on us.
Good God.
Nobody was charged with the crime. But he said he remembers one of the cops threatening him even as they were being let go. One of the officers, I don't remember if it was Chauvin or the other one.
Yeah.
They said to me that most of us will be 18 by the end of the year, which means we'll be going to big boy jail.
Oh, my God.
But then in a hero moment,
yeah,
this Christopher Berg on CNN said, considering which one of us is in big boy jail now, that hasn't aged well for them.
Ooh, it has not.
So there you go. Who's in big boy jail now?
You know, it's like, you know, you even think about Amy Cooper and shit. Like, it's crazy, the nerve.
Amy Cooper, the one, the woman in Central Park who called the police on a black guy who asked her to put her fucking leash on a dog.
You know, God, who's the Daily Show? Trevor Noah made a really good point about Amy Cooper. And, you know, the cops, yeah, we expect cops to be racist. Sorry. And we expect them to be corrupt. It's kind of their thing, right? But this Amy Cooper, on a dime, she turned. And she knew exactly what she was doing.
And that's what black people have been telling us for a couple hundred years, is that it's not just the cops. It's everybody. And Amy Cooper, I think, is a Democrat, a liberal Democrat.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you how ingrained the racism is, because the first thing she went to was, I'm going to call them and tell them an African American is trying to hurt me.
She knew exactly what to say.
Exactly.
And Trevor Noah used some interesting words. She weaponized her racism.
Yep.
I mean, we have to do
but I'm not racist, she said.
God.
I'm not racist.
And imagine, she's complaining. That, oh, my life is ruined.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, George Floyd's dead, man.
Thoughts and prayers.
God.
I've got, well, Dilly's becoming much less fun these days.
Oh, my God.
As he becomes more violent.
Well, just a moment of levity here. Just keep in the back of your minds, if you never listened to the Crab Diving podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, we play Dilly, right? And he's a life coach.
Brendan Dilly's a MAGA life coach who...
He's a life
is
coach.
Sadly pretty funny at times, but he really took a dark turn recently in starting with this to get a little more violent-y and encouraging MAGA violence. And here he is. Well, strap in. Here you go. Brendan Dilly, everybody. This is from Right Wing Watch, of course. The awesome Right Wing Watch. Donate to them. They're a nonprofit.
They must be tired.
Project of People for the American Way, which is Norman Lear's.
Oh, cool.
Very long-running,
all
awesome
family,
charity.
Right?
Charity organization.
Yeah.
Someone should politely explain to Antifa, the most violent Americans, the most violent and willing Americans, haven't even left the couch yet.
Oh, I see. Oh, Brendan Dilly with his big hard dick and his gun. They're going to go out and shoot the non-existent anti-fascist, right?
And this is something he's like hard over.
What? Why?
That people like him are the most violent, crazy people in America. He's proud of this. He's like, I can't see his hands, but I'll bet he's tickling his balls right now while he's saying
Does he have children?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Someone should politely explain to Antifa, the most violent Americans, the most violent and willing Americans, haven't even left the couch yet. The ones that you're fucking with, the ones that you're picking on, are people that just didn't get out of their major liberal city in time. They just didn't get out of your downtown areas. But the ones that you think you want heat from, the most violent and ready to go, the most tactically trained, haven't even got off the couch yet. So you better pray to God.
On both sides, cunt. On both sides, well, if you want to put it that way.
You know, I was posting some shit over the weekend, and every now and then, these comics. It doesn't even matter who this is. But, you know, this fuckhead, he's racist. He's one of these Trump MAGA death cultists. And I think there's something like, what is it about these guys that just can't? How are you all in for Trump? How can you not just?
They're mediocre, insecure, tiny little men who see a mediocre, insecure, tiny little leader.
But a lot of these guys, some of them are like, they have money, they have stuff, you know, they have. Don't they?
They're garbage people.
But they're turning the planet into garbage.
They don't care. As long as they win.
That's fucked up.
Exactly. And welcome to America.
And this guy is...
Welcome to capitalism.
And I've seen on Facebook people saying, hey, man, you better thank God you have that 2A because that's what you need to defend yourself against these protesters.
No, we need the 2A to protect us against police.
Yeah.
And that's what it's for.
Right.
If people are reading it correctly, the ones that always scream it's against the tyranny to prevent us to rise up against the tyranny of a government, not the tyranny of the people,
not poor people that are under the boot of the fucking cops,
literally,
that are getting killed.
The most violent and ready to go, the most tactically trained, haven't even got off the couch yet. So you better pray to God, and I mean this literally, or whoever the fuck it is you pray to, okay? That Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, and Attorney General Barr clean this up lawfully. Because if for any reason the President of the United States feels that it's not getting done the way it should and decides to put out the tweet that says, my fellow Americans, my fellow 2A loving Americans, it's time to take up arms against these assholes, you are all fucked in under an hour. Under 1 hour, you're done. Every one of you. We're all just at home, hanging out, or we're on vacation like me right now, watching you idiots behave the way you do.
You know, that, and you know, I there are a lot of people that feel that way. There are a lot of these assholes like him.
Well, and the thing is, when the shit hits the fan, Dilly's not going to leave his basement. Dilly will be putting out Dilly shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Dilly is not picking up his gun
and
going. He is another keyboard warrior.
Right, and it's...
And that's what the vast majority... See, that's the thing, is they think that all of these bot accounts...
Yeah.
...that are on Facebook and Twitter, that they're real people. That they're actually fat waddlers sitting at home, polishing their guns and their knobs at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And like he says, itching to get out and just wait, you'll be done in an hour. It's not going to happen. It would be happening right now.
So, like...
MAGA went out in Huntington Beach to counter protest.
Yeah.
And there were like 50 of them against like 50,000 people protesting George Floyd's killing.
So like this MAGA shit is obviously exaggerated by these Russian bots.
Yes.
But it's
not the beliefs, but the
numbers,
the
right?
Bravery,
the bravery. I see.
Of the maggots.
Yeah, yeah.
Is vastly... They're sitting on their couch because they're sitting on their couches yelling at Fox News.
And hasn't Trump put out little dog whistles to these fuckers? Didn't he call for, like, when he was running for president, he said something about Hillary and he said, oh, you 2A people will know what to do. Remember that? Yeah. What was it? Some weird shit.
But then also these maggots don't realize that, okay, there's a few of the cops that are going to stand with them that are, you know, waving the white power signs.
Yeah.
But if they come out shooting, the cops are going to be shooting at them.
Yeah. Right. So what's their plan?
Well, exactly.
What is their fucking plan? And what? God, I just don't.
It's a lie.
It is a lie.
It's a bluster. There are going to be crazy militias. There are going to be. But they're not. Their numbers are not huge. It's not the vast number of America.
What about the Oath Keepers? Those lunatics.
Small numbers.
Yeah. But what? Like, but Brenda Dilley uses his platform to say this bullshit.
Right.
Are people believing him?
The same people that are sitting home on their couches.
God.
With one finger in their pucker and one finger rimming their knobs.
So it's our country burning
over the fact that they might be able to, I can't wait. Any minute now, I'm going to get so pissed off, I'm going to get off my couch and grab my gun and go kill some. Because when they bring out the guns, so will the people.
Yeah.
So will the what do you think the black gangs are going to do if white gangs show up, white maggots show up armed? Black gangs have ARs too. Black gangs have big guns too.
You know, Cornel West said...
Gang members.
Yeah, yeah.
MS-13 has a lot of guns. Who are they going to go at? Who are they going to shoot?
The white people. The fucking assholes.
There you go, guys.
You know, Cornel West said... He's talking about the violence and stuff. He goes, imagine if George Floyd was killed by that cop and nobody took to the streets.
Right.
How depressing that would be. I mean, you know.
And sorry, white people, it's uncomfortable for you. You know what? Let's have some cops kneel on your neck for 8.5 minutes. Let's see how comfortable you are.
Yeah.
As opposed to sitting at home on your couch watching some black person walk out of a Target with a TV.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You know, at least more, it feels like, and maybe at least more people now can sort of articulate why Black Lives Matter. At least they can say that and not have to qualify it. Right. I don't know.
All lives matter.
Oh, my God.
Every one of you. We're all just at home, hanging out, or we're on vacation like me right now, watching you idiots behave the way you do. Waiting for that one tweet, that one emergency text message from the fucking president of the United States that gives us the green light.
There you go. They know that Trump will incite them to violence.
God.
And they're just waiting for it.
God, Dilly, I know you're a big tough guy with your guns and all that shit and... You're ready to go, whatever the fuck that means. You're sitting on your couch jacking off, but God, you're kind of a bitch. You're Trump's little bitch. I mean, why are you waiting for Trump? If you're that concerned, I mean, please stay on your couch.
And you notice he used the word legally, but therefore, implying or stating that if Trump tweets this out, that will be illegal. And they don't care. These are the law and order guys. Trump literally tweeted law and order yesterday, all caps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see?
SVU.
Yeah. Did you see what George Takei tweeted back?
No.
Star Trek.
Oh, a lot
genius.
Of people were.
Yeah. That's fucking genius.
So, yeah, I mean, this Dilley guy is just, they're just gas bags.
Yeah. That gives us the green light to finish this entire thing in under an hour. It will not be law enforcement. It will not be one of these slow bureaucratic justice system wheels of justice turning. It'll be a group of people you didn't even know fucking existed because we were at our houses. We got off work. We were with our families, but we were ready for that call. And if that call ever does come, you will be fucked seven ways from Sunday. So I suggest you back down.
Hey,
there you go.
I mean, this little wet dream, I got to say, is very bizarre. You're going to get the call after work, by the way, when you're hanging out with your family
from a bunker.
Yes.
From a coward who's hiding in a bunker.
He's
who will not
White
be out
House.
On the streets joining you.
He's in the fucking White House, man.
Joe Biden out on the streets yesterday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Talking to protesters.
Well, shit. Well, vote for Biden, you know, vote blue. I mean, what the fuck? You would have to be. I'm sorry. There must be something wrong with you to say you don't need a change in leadership right now. Go fuck yourself.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
About a half hour, a little less than a half hour here in the Big Show left. We'll be doing this every weekday.
Right. That's right, Pat.
Leak is trending.
Leak. Okay.
State Department Inspector General, the one from the State Department that Trump fired for leaking, an independent investigation has found that he and his office did no such thing.
Oh, wow. Oh, geez. Is that the...
prior to him being fired and Trump saying we're firing him because he leaked.
But he didn't. Which inspector general was this? The one with Pompeo or
the State Department? Yeah.
State Department. I'm sorry because he's fired a couple, right?
Four.
Wow. That's weird.
I think four. Yeah.
How many did Obama fire?
He may have fired one or two, but I mean.
You don't fucking know for some reason. I don't even know who Obama's national security advisor was.
Administration officials said Trump fired the State Department's inspector general this month because his office was suspected of leaking to the media. But independent investigation earlier this year found that Steve Linick and his office had done no such thing.
No shit. Well,
so they knew before that.
Well, wait, Trump, this is great news. That means you can give him his job back, right?
Right.
That resolves the issue.
It's a different inspector general, so that's why Trump probably doesn't dismiss it.
Okay.
An investigation by the Pentagon inspector general found no evidence that Linick or anyone in his office shared information with the media about a probe into the State Department.
Probe.
Jeez. Oh, that's the problem. This was the story that they were looking into Pompeo for the Trump declaring an emergency
for the Saudi arms
to sell Saudis, sell arms to the Saudis without getting congressional approval, which
right?
He must,
right? And by the way, I don't know if it's lost on anyone, but the shooting that happened at the naval base not too long ago here in Florida, I do believe it was carried out by a Saudi who had ties to Al Qaeda, right?
Right, and Trump went crazy on Twitter and hasn't stopped talking about that evil attack. Oh, wait, he hasn't said anything about it.
Well, I do remember after it happened, he went out of his way to clear the royal family's name Saudi or MBS, right?
I spoke to my good friend MBS, and he's aghast and horrified.
What? Why? Why? On what planet? That was bizarre, right?
Well,
that was bizarre. I mean, you know, I don't mean to get off subject.
There's nothing that's bizarre.
Fucking, that's weird. I don't remember 9/11. I don't remember W Well, they did whisk the, didn't they whisk the royal, the Saudis, didn't the Saudis leave, members of the royal family weren't
they? Oh, they let them leave after 9/11, yeah.
For some weird fucking reason.
Bin Laden's family.
Why do we have such a weird relationship with the Saudis?
Because they have a lot of money and a lot of oil.
Oh, damn.
Linick is the fifth inspector general.
Oh.
Trump has replaced.
Gosh, he's busy, hard at work, fucking up this country. Jeez.
State Department's undersecretary for management, a Trump Brian Bulatow.
Bulatow?
Told the Washington Post that concerns about Linick had grown because of a pattern of unauthorized disclosures or leaks.
Yes. Jeez.
I think they thought his office was leaking stuff and they lost trust in him. That's what I've been told by the State Department. Oh, no, wait. This is a quote from Lindsey Graham. I think they thought his office was leaking stuff, and I know about that, and lost trust in him.
Oh, shit.
That's what I've been told by the State Department.
Hey, Lindsey, when you lose your race, what board are you going to be on?
Linick is the guy that Trump said, I don't know. I don't know him at all. I never met him.
Yeah,
Pompeo
yeah.
asked me to fire him, and I was like, okay.
It's
which is against the whole reason of not giving Pompeo the ability to fire him was so that guy could have independence over the offices with which he was investigating.
And hey, maggots, not to be a dick or anything, but maybe you don't understand, like, firing the inspector general is different than, like, say, some, you know, vice president in some insurance brokerage firm firing an assistant vice president for some fuckery. This is a different thing. It's a whole different thing. It's weighty, right? It should.
You're firing a watchdog at the request of the guy who's watching.
And they fired that Rick Bright guy too. That was bad.
There's a new Lincoln Project.
Oh, good.
Ad out.
Okay.
There's a lot of visuals, but you know.
Yeah.
Here's the audio.
The man who followed this flag 150 years ago knew...
This is the Confederate flag.
Oh, shit.
That they're showing right now. So it says, the men who followed this flag 150 years ago.
The man who followed this flag 150 years ago knew what it meant. Treason against their country. The death of a United States. America defeated the men who followed that flag. Those with honor surrendered and cast it aside forever.
This is the Confederate flag, by the way, everybody. Those with honor surrendered and cast it aside forever.
But surrendered and cast it aside forever. So why does it keep showing up today at events supporting Donald Trump? And why does he call the folks who carry it very fine people?
I think there's blame on both sides, but you also had people that were very fine people.
What does it say that they're all in for Trump? What does it say that he won't condemn a flag of hate, division, and losers?
Will not replace us!
For us, it says this is a time for choosing America or Trump.
America or Trump has been trending all day.
That's awesome.
Hashtag America or Trump.
God, that Charlottesville shit, man.
That's Rick Wilson's work.
That Charlottesville stuff seems like so long ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was scary.
Rick Wilson retweeted Brendan Dilley. The story about it.
Oh, yeah.
And Rick Wilson says, how is this fuck nugget still on Twitter?
Yeah. Right.
And he says, and by fuck nugget, I mean Brendan Dilley, not Right Wing Watch.
Yeah,
yeah. There you go.
Wow. That's great. Isn't there one a Lincoln Project coming out about Jared and the vacuum?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for that
They're
one.
They're working on another one, too, about Stevie Miller. Allegedly.
Yeah. Oh, good. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's...
He's going to be a dad, I understand.
Oh, my God.
Another little Nazi's about to be...
Someone fucked him!
Crawling out of a vagina.
Well, let me understand. Let me understand something. So, Stephen Miller created a child, meaning someone let his dick inside of them to fertilize things.
That's
and
how
shit.
Creatures Ugh. Like him spawn. I don't know
oh,
what
God.
The... I don't know what the biology involved in.
Oh, that's so gross. It's weird to think. It's so weird to me. I don't know. It's weird to think, like, somebody fucks Mitch McConnell. That's bizarre. Did somebody fuck Stephen Miller? Get the fuck out of here! That's not a thing!
24 minutes ago, I will be delivering brief remarks from the Rose Garden at 6:30 p.m. Eastern to update on the federal response. So that's got to be going on kind of now.
Shit.
But he's always late.
Yeah.
Federal response.
God, guess who's got the designer Adderall on board today, baby?
He's going to crawl out for a few minutes.
He likes this because now, you know why he likes this? Because he feels like he doesn't have to talk about the coronavirus and science and shit like that, I guess.
Let's see.
God, I mean, God, could you imagine? His legacy is racism and 100, how many people dead? Over 100,000 people dead from this shit. God, what a fucking loser.
Let's see. We've got Anonymous teasing some more stuff here.
Yay, that's good news.
They've got a cool videos going. Oh, I think somebody else put this together.
I was going to say Anonymous.
I think it's a fan video for Anonymous.
Right.
But this says Anonymous is teasing more Trump leaks.
Yeah. Bring it. Tease it. Just do it. Hey, Anonymous, get going.
You know, they released the whole lawsuit against Trump and Epstein from the 13-year-old girl that says she was raped.
Did they really?
Well, they released that.
When? When was
Anonymous?
That?
A couple days ago.
Oh, I didn't know
you
that.
You can read the complaint, yeah.
Shit.
And there's also one that, I don't know about this one. But there's a list here somewhere that says, take this for what it's worth. I don't have any corroboration on this, but this is alleged. This is run around the internet that this is leaks.
Okay. Leaks.
Although one person says this came out during the campaign was disproven
by
mainstream outlets. But this says there was a list of sealed settlement claims, all involving minors.
With Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Some boys.
Jeez. Holy shit.
But I don't know if it's, you know. But they have these names of these kids. Michael Parker, 10 years old, oral rape, Mar-a-Lago, 1992.
What?
Trump paid his parents a $3 million settlement. Kelly Feuer, 12 years old, $1 million settlement paid in 1989. Allegations of forced intercourse at Trump Tower, New York.
Oh, my God.
Rebecca Conway, 13-year-old, earned intercourse and oral sex. Trump Vineyard Estates, Charlottesville, Virginia, $5 million settlement.
Hey, Brendan Dilley!
See, I don't know if any of this is true. This could all be made up.
Well,
but nonetheless, the fact that we're even entertaining it.
And would you be shocked?
No, not in the tiniest little bit. No.
Brenda Dilley, you have children. This is your fucking god. This is your guy. This is an alleged rapist of children. And I don't know.
Anonymous tweeted, "We have access to footage of lots of racial profiling and even live footage of killings and attacks occurring. This is not right. We don't want to have to leak this. Make it stop."
Leak it.
That's what everybody's tweeting. Leak
just
it all.
Just leak it, man. Just get it all out there.
Burn these fuckers to the ground.
Yeah. I don't know.
The whole thing about cameras, I mean, it tells you who cops are. If they're against cameras, and they're always turning off their cameras, or their cameras are always malfunctioning.
They don't want to be seen.
What does that tell you?
They don't want accountability, man. Are you kidding me? That cop that put his knee on George Floyd's neck.
Cops.
Yeah. He didn't give a fuck about accountability. I mean. Shit. I saw this sign. The sign at the protest at the graffiti bridge in Pensacola was, there's not more racism. It's just getting filmed.
Oh, right.
Just getting filmed.
Oh, yeah. Boston police. I just saw a story. Boston police.
The cops are breaking their own cars. Yeah. And they're going to blame it on the protesters.
Oh, yay,
wait. Woo! We're here. We are here in the name of peace. The cops are breaking their own car. And they're going to blame it on the protesters.
I don't know what came of this.
It's bizarre.
And they put fuck 12. The cops are breaking their own car.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
it wouldn't surprise me in the least bit.
But why? Just to be a victim, to show that are the cops trying to come out as sympathetic? Is that what they think? Are they trying to look like they're the ones being persecuted here? Like,
whoa. Always. Always.
Good luck, guys. Good fucking luck. Break all the windows of your own cars that you want to. No one is buying it.
Oh.
What's up?
This has been every major city in the country and building. Wolf, you got people.
All right, y'all, look, take a look. Don, hold on.
Talk about now.
This tear gas is now being fired. You can see what's going on.
This is outside the White House 8 minutes ago. The area outside the White House looks like a war zone right now, it says.
Did you know those little buildings? I don't really familiar with the White House. Have you ever been there? I've been there, but I've never been inside.
The guardhouses, you mean?
Yeah, have you seen those guardhouses?
Pictures.
They're all tagged. You know? And, you know, it's just looks like they've been attacked.
Let's see.
That's Trump's legacy. Imagine that's Trump's legacy. He turned the lights off at the White House.
And hid in a bunker.
Why? But why turn the lights off? Why? I wish I could remember. Very funny comedian had a great line. He's like, maybe the lights went out because it's the only. Melania agreed to fuck him, and it was like, it's the only way we'll do it. Every light has to be off.
No, she's not there.
Yeah, I know this.
Attorney General Bill Barr just arrived to inspect the massive police presence at Lafayette Square. The protesters see him and are screaming at him.
What's Lafayette Square?
Near the White House.
Oh, okay.
In D.C.
D.C. is an amazing city, man. It's an amazing city. It's a beautiful city.
Oh, boy. Here we go. God, time's flying.
No shit.
Our beloved state here.
Okay. Well, this is Florida, Pat.
In Florida. this is almost a cartoonish name.
Yeah.
Sheriff of Polk County, Florida?
Yeah.
Do we know where that is?
Polk! I don't know, man. I'm looking it up. It's got to be
central portion of Florida.
The
county seat is, I never heard of this, Bartow?
I don't know.
Bartow. Largest city is Lakeland. I've heard of Lakeland.
Oh, Lakeland, Florida. That's closer towards like.
It's like
south.
Dead center between Tampa and Orlando, but it's like in the middle of the swamp.
Yeah.
Sheriff Grady Judd.
Hell yeah!
If we put that in a screenplay, we'd get a note.
It's
a little too online. It's right. A little too cartoonish,
nose,
guys.
Yeah, not real.
Put out a tweet. The people. Oh well, here. Yeah, actually, we can hear him.
We have received information on social media that some of the criminals were going to take their criminal conduct into the neighborhoods. I would tell them if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County. Because the people of Polk County like guns.
Oh.
They have guns. I encourage them to own guns. And they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires.
Oh, my God.
I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns.
Good. This
is a sheriff.
But an elected guy,
this
right?
Of course.
Great. But this fucking, what is this? There's not enough squirting to go on, right? I mean, he's having an enormous gun gasm right now, just squirting big ropes all over the place. But like this fucking play he's going through right now doesn't exist. No one's coming into your house. Antifa's not real. They aren't coming into your house.
Well, yeah, and I don't know how I don't. I've seen no reports of it spreading except from people like him.
Yeah, he's this is like jerk material for the people right. that are going to elect him that love their guns and love their 2A.
This
and
is
all
like
that
bullshit. there was a state rep also over the weekend who tweeted a picture of his AR-15 and saying the same thing. If you come here, you come to my county.
Hey! God.
So leave the community alone. And we'll do our best to support the community. But ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it. All of that ugliness has taken away from what we're united about.
What is it?
We're united about the conduct that you saw with George, where he is...
With the George.
God damn. I mean,
with the George.
Why? But why even say that, dude? Because I think the people you're speaking to would be fine if you say, oh, I'm mad because the black people have burnt a Target.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. But he's got to pretend for he knows it's going to go viral.
Yeah.
So he's got to pretend that, you know, look, we're all upset about the George.
Why do we need sheriffs if we like
that,
here?
That's in the fucking Constitution.
We have sheriffs. Sadly. And we also have a police department. Why both?
And frequently at odds.
Yeah. Right.
Because the sheriffs are usually corrupt political scum. And the police are corrupt politically appointed scum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And not trying to get reelected and not doing shit like this.
Right.
Sucking off these loons.
About the conduct that you saw with George, where his life was taken with a knee to the neck. It's horrific, and there's not enough words to explain that. Let's keep the focus on that.
And you just spent one out of 1 minute and 12 seconds I just played, you spent 12 seconds focusing on that. The rest of the minute you focused on was violence porn.
He said the George. He didn't even say George Floyd.
He couldn't think of his name.
God.
But right? He said, let's focus on
absolutely.
That. But he spent more time focusing on, you come here, we're going to shit you. I'm encouraging them to blow you back out of their house.
God, we have a horrible culture in this, God, it's just garbage. This gun culture, man. Yeah. And this is in Lakeland, Florida. That's near Parkland. They just had that shooting. But yet they had this sheriff that's just glorifying their gun culture. And by the way, that part of Florida is open. That part of Florida, they're going to bars. The beaches are open. They're all spreading that COVID.
Yeah.
It's a big fuck storm.
Let's see. We've only got a few minutes. We've got literally just a couple minutes left here. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh, shit.
We love you a long time.
Right. And kudos to the intern. I tell you, she looks so comfortable right now. I've never seen a dog sleep so soundly through a podcast.
And I'm moving around, too.
Yeah.
She's in my lap. She's in my lap, by the way.
She's snoring.
I can't use my right arm, though, because it's her pillow.
Right.
Good news?
Yes.
Federal judge has upheld expanded absentee ballots in Virginia, blocking let's call them Republican group attempt at voter suppression.
Now, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
That means, hey, Democrats will probably win if you can vote by mail, right?
Oh, and probably. the what was the SCOTUS decision? Oh, the churches.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night at midnight.
Yes.
The SCOTUS has released a decision.
Yeah.
5-4 with 4 Christo-fascists voting that churches should be treated special and allowed to open and kill everybody with the COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
But John Roberts, amazingly... we don't have enough time for this story, really, because I want to talk about this Brett Kavanaugh guy, because this is like...
Was he on the wrong side of this?
He wrote the wrong side of it.
Oh,
he wrote
the dissent.
But this is one of the few times that...
He can write?
A chief justice has written a decision and then given a smackdown to one of his fellow SCOTUSes.
Right. Right.
Because Brett Kavanaugh said something like, there's no comparison between, or he's comparing it to grocery stores. If the grocery stores can open, so can the churches. And John Roberts literally said, I believe that it should be categorized more as like a theater or a concert where people are shoulder to shoulder singing and talking. That's different than grocery stores where people, a lot of places are metering who can go in when.
Yes.
You stay 6 feet from each other. You're wearing masks and shit. You're not touching each other.
It's food. You need food.
Exactly.
The virus agrees.
And he said something like it's inexplicable how anyone could come to that conclusion or something like that. In the decision, he wrote that.
Oh, my God.
A big fucking smackdown. To Brett fucking Kavanaugh.
That's history. And that is shameful. I mean, thank God, you know.
And that fucking coward Alito didn't even sign it. He voted on the bad side, but he didn't sign Brett's dissent.
Why not? You voted for it.
Because he knows. He knew it was a bad argument.
But he voted for it anyway.
Yeah.
So Alito can't escape history. Just because you didn't sign,
and of course, you know, we expect Clarence Thomas.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was on the wrong side.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about RBG?
No.
Okay.
As was Gorsuch, also on the wrong side.
Right. Shit.
So there you go. If there's a tiny ray of hope in when all these decisions start coming back against Trump about these lawsuits for his taxes,
right?
And if it comes down to Trump v. Biden, in some sort of dispute,
how did Merrick Garland vote?
I don't know. He's speaking of at home.
Oh, okay, that's right.
We gotta get out of here.
That's weird.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Where's my music?
I don't know.
Hello,
orchestra.
There it is,
orchestra.
Join us again tomorrow, everybody. If the goose stepping fascist pigs don't get us,
nine.
Kick in our door for being a subversive Antifa podcast.
Yay.
We'll do it again tomorrow. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on your favorite podcasting application, always at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing a bunch of stuff on social media. Check out his website, radarcomedy.com. Go to his Instagram, his Facebook, his Twitter, which are all at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile.
Stay safe, everybody. Everybody, fuck fascists.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Fuck
Give
the police.
Me your attacks. Everything.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.